Welcome back to Let's Talk Guthrie County. This is James Martins. Pleased to be joined by Shally Crandall. She is the coordinator for Panorama Days coming up on August 3rd, 4th, and 5th. It's the first weekend in August. A lot of fun things going on, so we're going to kind of go through the schedule. Particularly, we're going to be talking about something new that's coming this year, which is the barbecue contest. I'm a chef aficionado, so I'm really excited to see how that turns out. So, Shally, thanks for joining us.
Hi. I'll start with our events on Friday afternoon. We start off with a cribbage tournament that's open to anybody and everybody that wants to come from all around the county. Registration's at 1:30 and the cribbage tournament's at 2. We move on to our Chalk the Block for kids of all ages, which is usually a pretty big event. They fill the streets and the sidewalks with chalk, adults too, occasionally. We have music entertainment from 5 to 6 in the gazebo. Our farmer's market that goes on every Friday in the summer will take place that night as well. Another big event we have is Cruise the Loop. That takes place from 6:30 to 8 o'clock on Friday night, and that's open to anybody and everybody as well. If you've got a car that you want to come scoop the loop with, we welcome you. We have our Main Street dancers perform from 6:30 to 8. Our 5K Fun Run registration starts at 5:30, and the run takes place at 7. We've got some helpers working pretty hard on that this year, so we're hoping for a good turnout. They've got bags, printed bags and community donations put in it. So you're going to want to get in on that this year. And that Reshape, our new fitness studio in town in Panora, is putting that on. So come check that out. They put on some pretty good classes if you want to get involved in that. So check that out Friday night. Something else new we have is our Little Miss and Mr. Panorama Days. We're going to crown them on Friday night. It's simple, but it turns into a pretty big deal. The kids like it. I've taken it from another small town that I've talked to. And so all the kids can enter for $1, and we will draw the Little Miss and Mister that night, and they get to ride in the parade and get gift baskets and crowns Friday night. So then Saturday we move on. We've got the fishing tournaments like normal. We've got the pancake breakfast from 7 a.m. to 12:30, put on by the Brethren Church. Parade registration is at 9 a.m. Parade is at 10:30. That's at the elementary school. The kids zone happens from 11 to 4. We've got $10 unlimited wristbands. Something new this year for some of the bigger kids and probably adults is laser tag. So we're pretty excited about that. We have our human foosball tournament again this year. That seems to be a pretty big hit with the adults and some of the older kids. So get your teams ready. All forms can be found at panorachamber.org. So you can print them off there and bring them when you come to register. We've got the baby contest at 12:30. Bags tournament is at 3 o'clock this year. That's an hour later than it was last year. So make note of that. First Christian Church puts on the annual beef burger meal. And the classic car show takes place again at PJ's. We have music on the square from 11:30 to 4:30 all day. And then we have our band, Red Dirt Renegade, plays from 9 to 12 that night up on the square. We also have the Panorama Ski Show that's at 3 p.m. out at the South Shore at Lake Panorama. Bingo from 1 to 3 and a movie on the beach. That concludes Saturday. Sunday, we have our community breakfast, kids fishing derby. That's open to everybody in the county. It is free, 12 and under, I believe. It's a pretty big deal. All the kids go home with a prize. We've got trophies, biggest fish, smallest fish, most fish. So it's a pretty big deal. The kids really enjoy it. The next thing is the barbecue contest. That's new this year. That's taking place on Saturday. Smoke rolls at 8 a.m. and the tasting is at 3:30 p.m. And tickets will be sold up on the square in Panora for the tastings. It's first come, first serve. So get there early if you want to get a ticket. The sponsors for that this year are Fat Boy Natural Barbecue, Lake Lumber in Panora, Clark Custom LLC, and New Way Ford. It has given some cash prizes. So we're hoping to have a good turnout. That's going to be a pretty big deal, we think. So everybody come join in on the tasting. They're barbecuing ribs.
Yeah, so lots of fantastic events going on here. I think there's something for everybody at Panorama Days this year. I'll be poking around and going to a couple of those events for sure to pique my interest. But now, Shally, just a couple of follow-up questions here about the barbecue contest. It's the first time you're doing that. Why this particular contest? It's not something we see at a lot of other town festivals. Why did you guys choose that?
Well, we have, you know, it takes volunteers to put on events. So Kelly and Tom Flannery have volunteered their time. And I don't know much about the hobbies that they do, but I think they are involved in smoking and have friends that smoke meat. So it's something that they feel comfortable with and wanted to put on. And I think it's going to be a really well put together event.
And one of the other things, of course, if you know me at all, you know I'm not originally from the area. I'm from out of state. And so human foosball is something that's pretty new to me. And do you know kind of how this got started or why it continues to be such a fun tradition?
Well, the Panorama Junior class a couple years ago built one for their after prom. And then the Panora Chamber bought that from them, and we use it for our annual events. This year, the Panora Park and Rec is sponsoring that. So all the donations for the team registrations are going to go to the Panora Park and Rec to help with some of the improvements of our park.
Excellent. So not only can you have some fun, but you can get some money towards a great cause. And once again, that's Shally Crandall, the coordinator for this year's Panorama Days. Shally, anything else you want to let the listeners of Raccoon Valley Radio know about?
No, just come join us August 3rd, 4th, and 5th. We've got three packed days of fun, and enjoy the days.
Absolutely. And Raccoon Valley Radio will be out there that weekend. For more information for the particular events, you can go to our raccoonvalleyradio.com website and check out some more information there. Once again, this is James Martins with Let's Talk Guthrie County.